I'm very glad to introduce a pastor, a friend of mine.
他是马太牧师。
He is Pastor Matthew.
有很多的奇妙的事情在我们两个中间。
There are many wonderful things happen between us.
他教会的名字也叫磐石。
Interestingly, his church, his name is also called Rock.
他的儿子跟我们的儿子一样大，在同一个老师手下打鼓。
His son, is the same age with Samuel, and and the instruction of the same percussion instructor.
今天来的不仅是他的 wife， 还有他的女儿，还有他们一个乐队的带领的同工。
Today, among us, not only pastor and his wife, and also their daughter and worship leader of their church.
他们的教会跟我们差不多大，但是人人热烈的敬拜上帝。
Their church about the same size as ours, yet everyone of their church.
你进到他的教会，你会被他的鼓声和给他的声音所击中。
If you go to their church, you will be very impressed by their worship.
所以我祷告中盼望我的孩子能够到他们那边有点学习，以后成为我们教会的一个帮助。
And I pray that my son will learn from their worship, and someday he can be a blessing among us.
我相信今天来一定有圣灵的感动在他背后。
I believe there will be some Holy Spirit's work.
我们两个教会还有一些同样的东西。
Between two of our churches, there are also some other common things.
比如说，他们乐队的这位同工问了我一个很尖锐的问题：当你们教会时间到了 on time 的时候，有多少人进到了教会里面？
For example, the worship leader once asked me a question. When time is up, how many congregations are there on time?
我们可能50%吧。
I say maybe probably.
所以我们两个差不多。
And we say about the same.
我们能说什么呢？
What else can we say?
北门的教会已经到了一个休闲的地步，完全挡在那边了。
And nowadays, a lot of church in North America are so relaxed.
他们的教会也跟我们一样。
Their church has a lot of common situations.
是寄居的，寄居在别人的地方去寻找一个敬拜的。
They're now using other churches' facility to worship and seeking God's guidance to find a place.
他们很羡慕我们，四年里面我们已经付清了55万，把这块建堂的地买下来了。
They were very impressed by our progress that we paid $550,000 for the land that we're going to build a church on during these 4 years.
他们在35号的东面，在 Rorock。他们那块地方如果要买下来的话，半个英亩就要75万。
They were looking at a piece of land east of I-35 at Round Rock for a half acre, probably will cost $750,000.
所以我们两个教会都在建造教会，但是更重要的建造哪里啊？建造我们里面的圣殿。
As for now, both of the church seeking to build a building, but both of things.We're in common as we're eagerly seeking to build the holy temple in our hearts.
等到哪一天 on time 的时候，甚至更早的时候，我们已经全然的已经到这里来敬拜上帝了，那我们的教会就站起来了。
And maybe someday when we can all come on time, by that moment, maybe our church building is also ready.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹，今天有人提出这样的问题，其实是圣灵借着弟兄的口跟我们讲说。
And when this brother asked this acute question, and I think behind this is the Holy Spirit was asking us the same question.
好，现在我们要开始讲信息了。
Now let's come to our sermon of today.
大家想一想，感恩节已经过去了多少天了？
Let's think about how many days have passed since Thanksgiving.
已经过去了10天了。
It's already been 10 days.
感恩节过去10天了，我们在家庭的教会生活中还有没有继续感恩的话题呢？
So, after these 10 days, do we still have the topics of giving thanks in our families and church?
照理说，人既然活在恩典中，就应该天天感恩，不只是到了感恩节才对神对人说一声谢谢。
As usual, when people live in God's grace, we should give thanks daily, not only on the day of Thanksgiving.
但事实上，人们最容易忘记的情感，恰恰就是感恩。
And actually, the most emotion people neglect is giving thanks.
有一个小姑娘叫加芬，差不多13-14岁，刚刚上高中。
There was a little girl named Kathy, and he was a high school student, about 13 or 14 years old.
有一天，她跟妈妈大吵一顿，就夺门而出。
One day, she had a big fight with her mother and ran out of the house.
她胡乱地走了一个多小时，天色渐渐晚了起来。哎，突然觉得肚子饿了，她已经站在一个馄饨店的门口了。
And after wandering about an hour, she felt hungry.And at that time, she saw a restaurant in front of her.
当她把手伸到口袋里去的时候，才发觉临走走得太急了，连小钱包都没有带。
When she searches her pocket, she found that she didn't even bring her wallet, and she had no money with her.
馄饨店的老板看在眼里了，就说：“小姑娘，你要不要来吃一碗馄饨啊？”
And that time, the restaurant owner.Saw the situation and came out and asked her, "Little girl, would you like to have a bowl of soup, mutton soup?"
加芬非常不好意思地告诉她，我没有带钱包。
And at the moment, Kathy was very sorry, telling the boss that she had no money with her.
老板说没问题，进来吃。你看你肚子饿的样子，快进来吧。于是这个加芬就进到里面，老板就为她下了一碗热腾腾的馄饨。
The boss of the restaurant said, "No problem. Since you're so hungry, just come on in and have a bowl of wonton soup."
老板突然发现这个小姑娘在吃馄饨的时候开始掉眼泪。
And the boss noticed that the little girl was crying while she was eating the wonton.
他问家风说：“小姑娘，你为什么一边吃馄饨一边哭啊？”
And the boss asked, "Little girl, why?" Are you crying when you eat wonton?
加芬说：“我不认识你，你也不认识我，你却给我下馄饨吃。可我的妈不是这样。刚出门的时候，妈说你不要再回来了。你看妈多狠心啊！”
And she said, "You don't know me, and I don't know you. Yet, you gave me a bowl of wonton soup, and my mom and." She yelled to me while I left at home. She said, "Never come back."
这老板就开话了，说：“哎，小姑娘，你这就不对了，你错了。我给你吃一碗馄饨，你就感激到流泪。你妈为你烧了十几年的饭，你怎么从来没有感恩呢？还跟妈妈吵？”
And the boss said, "All that was not right, and I just gave you one bowl of wonton soup. You were so grateful to me, yet you forget your mom."Have been cooking for you for more than 10 years. Have you given her any thanks?
这个加芬一下子认出，他从来没有这么想过。他醒悟过来，他突然觉得他错了。
And Kathy was shocked, and she never thought about it this way. And she realized she was wrong.
他告别了老板，离家不远的地方往回走，就看到妈妈在岔路口四处找他。他说：“加芬，你怎么到现在才回来？饭菜都凉了。”
The little girl tried to walk back home slowly, but when at the cross of the road, she saw her mom was looking for her. And when the mom saw Kathy, and she went to her and said, "Oh, why you have just come home? We were waiting for you. The dishes may become cold."
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，亲爱的朋友，许多的时候，我们对别人给予的一点帮助，我们会感激不尽。但却对自己的父母一辈子的恩情却视而不见。
Dear brothers and sisters and friends, many times we feel so grateful to our friends who just gave us a little help, yet we neglect all those wonderful love our parents gave us during our whole life.
多少的时候我们很看重人情，但是我们对上帝对我们的恩典却视而不见。
So many times we treasure the relationship between friends.Yet we neglect the grace God gave us daily.
今天我要借着浪子归家的故事，再继续来讲感恩的信息。
Today I will continue my sermon through the story of the lost son coming home.
上一堂的信息我从父亲的角度讲感恩，今天我要从两个儿子的角度来讲感恩。
Last sermon I was talking from the angle as the father. Today I will talk from the angle as two sons.
浪子归家的比喻被俄国大文豪托尔斯泰称之为世界上最伟大的短篇小说。
The story of the lost son coming home was called the greatest short story by the great Russian writer Tolstoy.
仅单单600来个字就能把三个人物写得栩栩如生，呼之欲出。
During those 600 words, the story was described the three persons so vivid.
我上次已经讲到了，耶稣道成的时候来到世上，除了救赎之外，其中还有一个目的，就是要把天父上帝完完全全的介绍给世人。
The purpose Jesus Christ incarnated himself as a person is not just for salvation. Another purpose is to show the whole picture of our heavenly Father.
因为在整个的旧约时代，以色列百姓对耶和华上帝为自己的阿巴父的观念和形象是非常模糊的。
In the Old Testament, we know the Israelites, they are not so sure about the God as their Abba Father.
今天我们就来看看耶稣口中的天父阿爸。
Now let's see the Abba Father from the description of Jesus.
好，我们现在可以翻开今天的圣经，应用经文是在路加福音15章，我们要从11节读到32节。
Today's Bible verse is at Luke chapter 15. We will read from verse 11 to verse 32.
我们用起音的方式，我先来读15章11节。
We will read accordingly.
耶稣又说，一个人有两个儿子，过了不多的几日，小儿子就把一切所有的都收拾起来往远方去了，在那里任意放荡，浪费资财。于是去投靠那地方的一个人，那人打发他到田里去放猪。他醒悟过来就说，我父亲有多少的故宫，口粮有余，我到这里饿死了吗？从今以后我不配称为你的儿子，把我当作一个故宫吧。儿子说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，从今以后我不配称为你的儿子。把那肥牛都牵来宰了，我们可以吃喝快乐。那时大儿子正在田里，他回来离家不远，听见捉了跳舞的声音。仆人说，你兄弟来了，你父亲因为他无病无灾回来，把肥牛都宰了。他对父亲说，我服侍你这么多年，从来没有违背过你的命，你并没有给我一只山羊羔，叫我和朋友们一同快乐。父亲就对他说，儿啊，你常与我同在，我一切所有的都是你的，只是你这个兄弟是死而复活，失而又得的，所以我们理当欢喜快乐。好，今天我首先要讲小儿子。
First, let's talk about the younger son.
我讲小儿子的时候，请大家记住一句话，人要对阿爸天父有感恩的心，他首先要在里面去掉孤儿的灵。
When we talk about the younger son, let us remember this. When someone will have the grateful heart towards our Abba Father in heaven, he must get rid of the heart as an orphan.
大家看到小儿子对父亲说的第一句话是说，父亲，请把我应得的家业分给我。
Let's see the younger son. The first said his father was, Father, give me my share of the estate.
我们看到小儿子出走的理由里面有一个非常关键的用词，就是应得。
In the Chinese translation, there's a word is deserved, and that's the key word.
按照摩西的律法，长子可以得父亲财产的双份，第二个儿子可以得三分之一。
According to Mosaic law, the oldest son should have two-thirds of the estate, and the other son should have one-third.
小儿子的意思是说，父亲，我现在不要你多给我，你只要按照律法把将来要给我的那一份应得的先预先给我就好了。
What the younger son meant was really,Father, I didn't ask you for more. I just wanted you to give me what I deserve share in the future, and you gave it to me now.
多少的时候，我们跟小儿子一样，觉得我们眼前所拥有的一切都是理所当然、与生俱来的。
So often we just like this younger son, we consider what we have is what we deserve, and we take it for granted.
小儿子在与父亲的对话中，他当然不会去思想自己能生在父的家中，能有这份所谓应得的家业，都是一个恩典。
This younger son never thought it was the grace that he was born into this wealthy family that he could have a share of his estate in the future.
就像我们刚才所讲的家风小姑娘的故事一样，能每天在家里吃喝妈妈做的饭菜，都是一个恩典。
Just like the little girl Kathy, she would never thought about it was a grace that she could be fed with a mom's cooking food daily.
小儿子这个应得的想法，不是害死了多少人，叫人堕落进入死亡。
This thought of being deserved to only things actually ruined many lives and leads many people into the trap of death.
因为是应得的，人就不会感恩。
Because you think this is what you deserve, then you don't give thanks.
因为是应得的，人就会觉得大家都是欠他的。
Because you think it is your deserve to have these, then you will think people are owing to you when you cannot get.
因为是应得的，当他得不到的时候，就会埋怨、妒忌、苦读，甚至是仇恨。
Because thinking about being deserved to get this, This person may also feel bitterness, jealous, and hatred towards other people.
最近我接到一位传道人的电话，他讲说一个90后的学生的故事。
Recently, I received a call from a friend.
这个学生，他住在美国人的家里，在美国人主人出去度假了。
This student.Living in an American family while the family went out for vacation.
所以就叫这个传道人能够接待。所以几天之后，所有的都好几天服侍他，临走的时候却没有一声谢谢，也不会有一个 email 的呈现，没有。
And while this family was on vacation, this student was taken care by this minister at the church for so many days. Afterwards.The student left without even a word of thanks and never wrote an email to give thanks.
一切在这个孩子的眼里都是理所当然的。当然他们家很有钱，听说他最近要买车，父母又为他汇来了$20,000。
This student took everything for granted and thought what he had was deserved. And he was born into a very wealthy family.He planned to buy a car. His parents sent him $20,000.
其实我们作为一个受造之物，没有一样是应得的。
As we are created, all we have were given, not what we deserve.
阳光、雨露、空气不是与生俱来的，智慧、漂亮、才能也不是上帝一定要给我们的。
Sunshine, rain, and the air is not what we deserve to have, but are given. And wise, beauty, and charming was not necessary to own.
说到底，我们今天还能活着，还能有生命气息，还能这样美满的享受这一切，都是恩典。
We should think why we can breathe and live today is the grace.
当年以色列百姓要踏进迦南的时候，天父上帝有一个担心。
In the old days, before Israel people entering the land of Canaan, our Godfather has worried a little.
所以他告诉摩西说，我的百姓进了迦南以后，恐怕他们吃的饱足，建住很好的房子，牛羊也增多了，一切都增多了，他们会觉得这一切都是我能力得来的。
Our Heavenly Father was worried that when those Israel people get into Canaan, they would eat and satisfy and build nice houses and settle down, and their herds and flocks grow larger, and all they have is multiplied. They forget God.
所以他告诉摩西说，你要对我的百姓说，他们得这些货财的能力都是我给他们的。
Then God told Moses and said, those people may forget all these. You need to remind them that the Lord God, He is the one who gives you guys.
同样的道理，今天我们都五子登科了，妻子、儿子、房子、票子、车子都有了，好吃的好玩的也都有了，我们同样不要忘记这是上帝的恩典。
Nowadays we are rich with five titles is wife, and they all end with the in Chinese, so we say wife, son, house, money and cars, and when we own all those beautiful, wonderful things, then we should not forget God's grace.
我们从来习惯的把耶稣讲说的故事中的小儿子称为浪子。
We often still get used to call the younger son of this parable the lost son.
因为我们看到他非常的可怜，又受气又受穷。
We have pity on him because.And being oppressed.
但大家应该记得两件事情。
Now we need to remember two things.
在上帝的眼里，一个人只要有应得之心，他实际上就已经是个浪子了。
In the eyes of our God, when a person thinks about what he deserves, he has already lost.
只要有应得的心，哪怕他的脚没有跨出家门，就是一个浪子。
When somebody is thinking about what he deserves, even though he was still.At home, he is already a wandering son.
其次，浪子不是因为他口袋中没有钱。
As a lost son, the wandering one, it's not because he has no money in his pocket.
浪子的贫穷是拿着父的家业从家门口走出去的时候开始的。
His poverty started the moment when he stepped out of father's house with the estate.
在人看浪子离家的时候是富有的，但是浪子是个穷汉，穷到只有钱。
In people's eyes, the younger son was rich when he left the house because of the estate in his pocket. But at the moment, he was poor, and what he had just the money.
记得两年前，当台湾陈水扁总统贪图的案子一件件被揭露的时候，我看到。坊间有一本书讽刺他的书，名字就叫《穷到只剩下钱》。
A few years ago, there was a book taunting the president of Taiwan called Chen Shui-bian. When his corruption cases was discovered And the name of the book is So Poor That He Only Has Money.
我在上一堂的信息中说，阿爸天父是富有的。
In last sermon, I talked about the richness of our Father.
所以一个人真正的富有，是跟富有的阿爸天父保持着生命上的关系。
A rich person, a person can be called richly blessed is because he has a life connection with this Abba Father in heaven.
这也就是保罗能够在缺乏中仍然感到知足和富有的秘诀。
This is the secret why Apostle Paul can feel content and richly blessed while he was in need.
我们刚才说了，人对阿爸天父有感恩的心，他首先要在心里去掉孤儿的灵。
As we said a while ago, when a person can have the heart giving thanks to our Abba Father, first he should get rid of the heart of an orphan.
孤儿的灵除了应得的心之外，还有一个表现就是不爱住在父的家里。
A heart of an orphan shifts in two ways. One is feels deserve to get things. The second is not like to live in the house of Father.
人有孤儿的心，就像离神的家越远越好。
If someone has the heart of an orphan, he wants to live as far as possible away from his father's house.
我们总觉得在上帝的外面，在父家的外面，似乎有更美的地方，有更好的东西。
We often think away from a father's house, there could be many more wonderful things.
就好像今天神已经赐给我们所需要的，但是我们总觉得不够，还到外面想去得许多想要的。
Just like today, we are blessed with what we need, yet we still want more things outside Father's house.
今天在我们的教会生活中也一样。
Today it's the same as our church life.
一个人若倾覆于主的关系，不失感恩，带着消费者的心态，想来就来，不想来就不来，这其实背后多少都有孤儿的灵。
In our church, this heart of often shows in the neglect of the relationship with God, come to the church as he wanted, as he wants, sometimes come, sometimes not, and with a heart as a consumer.If I can get something in this church, then I come. Then this is coming from the heart of an orphan.
接着我要接着讲大儿子。
Now I'm continuing to talk about story about the older son.
请大家记得第二句话：人要对阿爸天父有感恩的心，他要在心里去掉故宫的灵。
Let's also remember, if someone wants to have a grateful heart to God, they also need to get rid of the heart of a temporary hired labor.
一个要去掉孤儿的灵，一个要去掉故宫的灵。
One is to get rid of the heart of often, one is to get rid of the heart of temporary hired labor.
小儿子悔改了，他觉得自己不配做儿子，只配做故宫。
When the younger son repent, he considered himself as a hired labor. Not worthy to be called a son.
在希伯来的文化里，故宫比奴仆的地位更低，因为他与家人没有任何的关系。
In Hebrew culture, the hired labor was temporary, and the status was lower than the servant. As servants, they live in the house and has relationship with the master, but the temporary hired labor they had nothing.
但天父上帝不这么看，他看归家的浪子就是儿子，就是自家的人。
The father didn't consider that when the younger son repented came home, the father considered the son as son, not a temporary hired labor.
可惜的是，大儿子每天和父亲同吃同住，是父亲家业的继承人，他却没有看到跟父亲的关系好像一个故宫。
Yet unfortunately, the older son.Even though he lived with his father every day, he didn't consider him as a father-son relationship, as an heir of the whole wealth of his father. He lived just as a temporary hired labor.
大儿子回家的时候，已经看到里面有跳舞作乐的声音。他不是首先自己进去问父亲，进去看看，乃是拉过一个仆人来问里面究竟是什么。原来他不知道父亲的心。
When the older son came home, he heard music and dancing in the house. He didn't went in to ask his father what happened. Yet he just asked one of the servants what's going on. Yet, so we see he didn't know what.His father was doing and not understand the heart of his father.
他知道父亲每天在等着弟弟回来，今天弟弟终于回来了，父亲的心意得了满足了，但是他不能与父亲同乐，甚至连家都不愿意进去。
He should have known the heart of his father waiting for this lost son coming home. He should have known how happy would his father be when this wandering brother came homeYet he was angry and furious, even refused to enter in the house.
我们看到大儿子里面有一个故宫的灵。
We see in this older son, he has a heart of temporary hired labor.
他对父亲说：“你这个儿子。
”He said to his father, "This son of yours."
这表明他根本不承认自己还有这样一个弟弟。
This shows he didn't admit he had a brother like that.
他对父亲说：“如果你还认他是儿子的话，那是你的事，与我没有关系。”
It implies that if you consider him as your son, that's your business, not mine.
因为有故宫的灵在心里，他就会觉得父亲对弟弟的接纳就是对自己的拒绝。
Because of this heart of a temporary hired labor, he considered if.The father accepts the younger brother. That means the father refused him.
他看不到自己能够生在父的家中是一个恩典。
He couldn't see it was a blessing that he could live in his father's house.
他却以自己的勤劳来与弟弟做比较。
Yet he used his diligent work to measure the difference between him and his brother.
他以自己的努力当作向父亲赚取家业的筹码。
He uses hard working as a bargaining chip to win his share of father's estate.
多少的时候，我们也像个故宫，与人谈情说两，也会习惯的用这样的口吻来责怪上帝。
Many times, we're just like a temporary hired labor, arguing about our payment and how much we deserve.Especially when we complain to God.
我们也会对上帝说，为什么他付出的少，得到的却比我多？为什么我比他做的好，却得到的比他少？
Many times we say to God, why I got less, yet I work harder. Why you gave him more, why he didn't even do anything for you.
所以一个人若是靠好行为得救，靠行律法称义，那么他就不会对上帝有半点的感恩。
If someone would think he could earn the salvation through his good working, then he would not have a little bit grateful heart towards God.
所以一个人当他觉得上帝的恩典不公平，觉得上帝的慷慨不公道，那个时候其实他离了解阿爸天父的心还有好大的一段距离。
When somebody think God's grace is unfair,His gratefulness is unjust, then it shows there's a big gap for him to understanding God's heart.
我们来看看父亲又是怎么想的呢？
Let's see how this father considered.
父亲对大儿子说：“我常与你同在，我所有的一切都是你的。”
This father said, "My son, you are always with me, and everything I have is yours."
告诉他，你的兄弟是死而复活，死而又得，所以我们理当欢喜快乐。
And also he said, but we had to celebrate and be glad, because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.
我们已经说过，浪子的信息是在耶稣救赎的大背景所说的。
And we said last sermon, this parable was given in the background of Jesus preaching about salvation.
因为耶稣已经为浪子付了代价，所以阿爸天父今天只有盼望，没有咒诅。
Because Jesus Christ has already paid the debt of this younger son, so Abba Father has no condemnation, but joyful heart welcomed him home.
因为耶稣已经成就了救恩，所以只有接纳，没有责备。
Because Jesus Christ already completed the salvation, so the Abba Father has accepted him.
因为耶稣流了血，所以天父只有赦免，没有定罪。
Because Jesus has shed blood, so there is no condemnation, but forgiveness.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，亲爱的朋友，新旧约圣经整本圣经就是一个寻人启事。
Dear brothers, sisters, and friends, Old Testament and New Testament is a book of finding people.
从创世纪开始，阿爸天父就在寻找世上的儿子。
From Genesis, Abba Father started to call the lost son back.
所以他在寻找在最终失落的儿子亚当，你在哪里
？So our Abba Father said to Adam, where are you?
我们也看到，在最后的创世纪中，我们看到耶稣仍然在寻找世上的人。
In the end, we see at the Revelation, we see Jesus still looking for the lost people.
耶稣说他在门外叩门。
Jesus said he was knocking at the door.
他巴不得能开门的人与天父上帝重建失落的父子关系。
He was so eagerly to help the one who opened the door to establish a lost relationship with God.
最近我看到了一幅世界的名画，叫《世界之光》。
Recently.I saw a painting called The Light of the World.
画家直接就取材于启示录的耶稣的画。
The artist the material from the Revelation.
耶稣带着荆棘的冠冕，提着一盏灯。
And this painting shows Jesus wearing a thorn crown, holding a lamp.
耶稣穿过黑夜的树林，来到了一个小木屋的门前。
Jesus came to a door of a wooden house through the dark forest.
我们看到耶稣举起手来敲门，这个门好像从来没有开过。
And I see Jesus raise his hand to knock down the door. You see the door had never been opened.
因为我们看到这个门的外面已经长了很多的植物，甚至。上面还有一个蝙蝠在盘旋。
I saw there are a lot of thorn and wild plants outside the door, and even a bat hanging around there.
有人注意到那门上没有门的把手，以为是画家一时的疏忽，就向画家提出了意见。
Someone noticed there was no knob on the door, so they this person thought it was.A neglection of this painter, so he went to this painter and pointed out.
画家告诉他说：“这不是我的叔父，我正要告诉你们，耶稣苦心站在门外叩门，但这扇门只能从里面开，如果那里面的人愿意的话。”
And the artist said, "It was not my neglection. It is supposed to be so."The door had to be opened from the inside if that person inside willing to.
在这个故事中，我盼望大家能够记得两个关键的词。
In this story, I hope you remember two keywords.
浪子之所以是浪子，他离家的时候讲了一个字叫什么？应得。好。
The lost son, so called to be lost, is because when he left the house, he has the attitude of.
浪子回家了，他能够成为孩子，他又讲了一个关键的词，那就是什么？不配。
There's another word when he came home and repent. There's another key word he said is not worthy.
所以一个人有应得之心的时候，他是什么？是一个什么样的人？浪子。
So when a person has a heart thinking about deserve things, then he is a person called lost son.
所以当一个人有不配之心的时候，他就是上帝的孩子。
When someone considers himself not worthy, then he is the son.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，圣灵愿意将一个儿子的灵放到我们里面吧。
Dear God, may Holy Spirit put a spirit of a son in our heart.
我们都是被生养的。
We are all born to you.
你已经借着父母给了我们很多的恩典。
You bless us with our parents' love.
愿我们一生都能够纪念父母在我们身上所付出的心血。
May we always remember our parents' love in our lives.
我们是受造的，亲爱的主。
Dear God, we are created by you.
那就让我们有一个受造的谦卑吧。
Let us have the humble.
让我们为着你赐给我们的亲情，赐给我们美好的这大自然的一切，让我们向你献上感恩。
God, let us to have a grateful heart towards great nature you created for us, and also the wonderful human relationship you demonstrated through your son.
让我们在最终的时候，你为我们成就了那奇妙的救恩，让我们献上感恩。让我们成为一个感恩的人。
God, help us to be a person of a grateful heart.
去掉我们里面孤儿的灵，去掉我们里面故宫的灵。
Get rid of this heart of the orphan and the heart of the temporary hired labor.
让我们不再有应得的心。
Let us not think about being deserved.
让我们只有不配的感恩。
Let us have a thanksgiving from a worthy person.
听我们在你面前的祷告，奉耶稣的名，阿门。